Chapter 83.
Logan and Lantano Garawashi stood with their retainers on top of a still pristine tower that guarded the mouth of the pass, surveying what would be the battlefield to the north. The great dome of black barrow and the dark stain of devastation around it were miles away on the opposite side of the Guvari River. Logan saw wonders to every side. Before Jorsen Alcestis had buried Treethel beneath Black Barrow, it had been one of the great cities of the world, in a world where wonders were common. To the east was Lake Ruel, which had been dammed in ages lost. The dam still stood, feeding the Guvari River not through the sluice gates on its front, which had been closed for centuries, but over the top of the dam itself. A series of locks, long since broken, had once made it possible for cargo ships to reach the city from the ocean. Half a dozen bridges or more had once spanned the river, but all had fallen except two, the wider Ox Bridge and Black Bridge near the dam. The tower in which they stood guarded the entrance to Ox Bridge. It commanded views of the pass behind them, the terraced slopes of Mount Tejin to the southwest, and everything except whatever lurked on the far side of Black Barrow. Looking at the terraced hillside and the empty expanse at its base that they called the Great Market, Logan had a revelation. He'd always thought Black Barrow had enclosed the city of Treethel. It hadn't. Jorsen had only enclosed the city's heart. Treethel had spanned leagues. If what Logan was looking on was correct, the city had been bigger and more populous than any city now in the world.
"We'll have to move our men over Ox Bridge tonight," Garawashi said. "It'll take maybe 4 hours for 30,000 to cross. The camp followers will have to cross in the dark."
"Cross?" Logan said.
"Do you see Wan Hope's army?
We have 26,000 men, half of whom have never seen battle. Wan Hope has 20,000, 10,000 more Highlanders, and 2,000 Meisters, each of whom is worth a dozen men. You want us to fight with our backs against a river?"
"No.
We'll guard the bridges and put our men in the Great Market, in case Wan Hope tries to ford the river there. We'll see how well his men fight waist deep in water. If necessary, we can retreat slowly into the passes."
"You're planning for defeat?"
Lantano Garawashi asked, incredulous.
"This is lunacy. We cross the bridge, and we destroy it behind us. Desperate men fight best. If you leave them an out, they'll flee, especially your battle virgins. Give them no choice but to win or die, and they will fight almost like Sarcerai.
They outnumber us. And we have 4 magi, 4.
Numbers mean nothing. Each Sarcerai is 100 men. We came here for victory."
Behind them, several of Garawashi's men voiced muffled agreement.
"I'll give you victory," Logan said.
"You'll give us nothing."
"That's not what I meant. Tonight, under the cover of darkness, I'm sending 10,000 men west down the river. My Fayori scouts say there's a crossing a few miles down. 10 miles down river is Regu Kas. It's not a big city, but all Wan Hope's supplies flow through there, and it's very defensible. We send our magi with my 10,000, and they can take Regu Kas before dawn. If we can starve Wan Hope's army, it will be his men who melt away in the night.
They'll see our men heading west, unless you mean to march 10,000 without any light.
The torches will only be visible for the first half a mile. Then there's a forest between them and the Caladorans. It'll look like men moving around among our campfires." Garawashi was quiet for a long moment. Finally, he spat.
"So be it, Cenarion. But I'm sending 1,000 of my Sarcerai with your men to take the city. none shall have glory greater than the Sa Seorai.
Thus it begins.